You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with my colleague Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Beyond the Black. Exoplanets. We're leaving this world and going to another world where there was reported sometime this year or last year chemicals that are consistent with organic life. And yet, what have we learned, Bob?
Good evening, John. First, I forgot to do this in the first segment, but I want to thank your listeners for their donations during my July fundraiser. I really appreciate their support, and it keeps me going, so I really thank you. We're talking about an exoplanet that was, they used data from Webb in April, and scientists thought they had found two molecules. I'm not going to state the molecule names because they're long and complicated, but these two molecules on Earth are only associated with the presence of life. And so those scientists then said there's a possibility we've discovered life or evidence that there might be life on this exoplanet. Well, scientists use Webb again to get better data, and they are saying no, uncertainty of science. Those molecules apparently are not there. That was a weak data point, and it is not confirmed. This is it's a super Earth or Neptune-sized planet, and it apparently has a lot of water, they think, but there's no, at this moment, signs of life. The bottom line here is that we're in the infancy of studying exoplanets, and we really can only tease out the tiniest details about them because of their distance. And so this is an example of that. There's a lot of uncertainty, and we'll only get hints in the next few years.
There's destruction going on from one star to what? It's expanding. Please help me understand.
Yes, this is another Webb story. Wolf Rayet stars are very massive stars that have gigantic winds coming out of them of dust and material. And it's thought those winds help populate the galaxy of material for later star formation. Well, there's a binary of Wolf-Rayet stars. That's extremely rare. And they have colliding winds, which produces a shell about them that looks like a spiral. It's very complicated. But that spiral wasn't exactly the way it should be, according to models. And they took Webb to take a closer look, and what they discovered is that this is a triple star system. Orbiting the two Wolf-Rayet stars is an O-type supergiant, and it is acting to block and destroy the winds that are blowing out from the central binary, and that's why the spiral doesn't quite look the way it should. This is stellar astronomy at its cutting edge, John.
And a Webb false image. Why? What are we looking at, Bob?
All right. So Webb, is infrared. It doesn't take optical pictures. So any colors you see, it's false color. They assign a color to a wavelength. They decided to use Webb to take a look at a planetary nebula in infrared. And I posted this on Behind the Black because it's a cool image. It's really cool. The planetary nebula is very, very confused. They think it's because there are two binary stars in the center, and the material has been thrown off these dying stars. It's essentially like a blender. The two stars act like the blades in a blender, mixing the material to produce these really strange shapes. And we're looking at multiple jets coming out of the star.
Bob, why is the Curiosity picture black and white?
I've got a beautiful picture of Curiosity looking out across Gale Crater. It's using its left navigation camera, which is only used for navigation, so it's in black and white. But it gets you these fantastic views, John.
We're looking downslope?
Yes, out across the crater, downslope to the north.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.